In mid-February, on a rainy morning just before they got out of bed, Anya whispered, "I have something special to tell you, Sergei." "Everything you tell me is special, my sweet." She touched her finger to his lips. "A new life has begun inside me. I can feel the baby." With the coming of spring, Anya and Sergei took walks in the fresh evening air as her constitution allowed. In the early months she had some bad days, but now, in her fifth month, she felt in the best of health. On Sundays they took long walks and spoke of their future together. One evening at dinner, Sergei announced that he had saved enough for their tickets and initial expenses, and in a few weeks they would depart. He said nothing about his sense of urgency. No point in burdening others with his concerns. When Anya took the dishes into the kitchen, Valeria came over and sat next to Sergei. Taking his hand, she said softly, "Sergei, have I not loved you and been good to you?"
"Yes, mother, of course."
Having gained this concession, she continued, "You know that I may never see my daughter again, the world being what it is. May I at least see my grandchild?" Sergei had seen this coming. Next, he thought, she will be asking us to stay until the child's confirmation or bar mitzvah. He would not be swayed so easily. "Andreas will marry," he responded. "Then you'll have many."
"Who can predict?"
she said, outflanking him. "I'm not asking you to stay forever. I would if I thought there were a chance. But can you at least find it in your heart to grant this one delay? Let me assist my only daughter as she gives birth to her first child."